Voting is one way we have of showing who or what we support and what is important to us. This is Lisa Berry, and the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area champion voting for women and everyone, really, either through education, communication, or a special event they hold locally that we'll get to in just a moment. That's why we've partnered with the local league here on 89.1 WEMU to bring you In the Public Interest, a biweekly conversation about voting and why it's so important. And joining us is the league's publicist, Mary Sealhurst. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lisa.
And along with her, we have another member, Paige Nong. Hi, Paige.
Hi, Lisa.
So, Mary, why don't you start and tell us a little bit about yourself and your involvement in the League of Women Voters?
Well, I have been interested in politics and voting since I was about 12 years old. And I voted as soon as I was old enough. But even before that, I would get up early and sometimes go with my dad down to the local polling place because he always wanted to be the very first person to vote. And I think that, you know, he and my mom really impressed on me the importance of being a good citizen and participating in democracy by voting. So when I heard about the league many years ago, actually, when I lived in Ohio, I was very impressed by its good reputation. I liked its nonpartisan nature. And I think that the nonpartisanship, especially today, really appeals to me because you're reaching a much wider audience than if you're participating in partisan activities. I think that, you know, one aspect of the league's work is to get trustworthy information out to all voters. And I think that's something that's really important today.
And that's why we do In the Public Interest, and we're grateful for your participation. I am curious, as a 12-year-old, do you remember what it was that drew you to the voting process?
Watergate.
Oh.
My mother was kind of fascinated with the whole process, and it was playing out on TV with all these hearings. And so I was kind of seeing and hearing about this, and I was curious about what was going on and about how people got elected. And you know, what happened in that era just made a big impression on me and how important it was to express yourself through your vote.
And here you are a few decades later and you're involved and you were in part of the Ohio group before, correct?
Yeah, down in Athens, Ohio, one of EMU's rivals. Ohio University is my alma mater.
Okay. We have an election Tuesday, May 8th. How do you find out if your community is having an election or not?
Well, that's actually pretty easy. The league has a nationwide service. It's called vote411.org. It's a website that you can go to. You can put your address in at vote411.org, and you will immediately see the actual ballot that is going to be in your local area. And it's a nationwide service, so you can just be sure that you put in the address where you live, not where you happen to be at the moment, you know, where you're registered. You will see the exact issues or candidates that are on your ballot, and you can even print a facsimile of your ballot and take it to the polls as a reminder when you're voting how it is you wanted to vote. And that's pretty important when there are a lot of issues on the ballot, like we might see in the fall during the midterms. Right now, there's only a very few issues in some municipal areas. For instance, I think the city of Ann Arbor has a school millage and the Ypsilanti Township has a couple things. But it's a very good way right now to test out this website and see how it works, see what's available there. So it's vote411.org. A good way to remember that is you might know that calling 411 gets you information on the phone. So vote411 is voting information.
And the League of Women Voters makes an effort to present all this information in a nonpartisan way, correct?
Yes, absolutely. The League does not ever endorse candidates. Sometimes the League will endorse a particular issue or advocate for a particular policy, but that decision is arrived at through consensus, and it's a limited set of things that the League advocates for. In terms of candidates, the information is gathered by the local leagues, and it's input into this database. And you can actually compare candidates when there are multiple candidates on the ballot. But it's all nonpartisan information. It's just a way to get better informed as a voter and know what you're going to do when you go into the polls. I think it really helps speed up the process. If you've already looked at every issue, you understand the ballot language, you know what candidates are going to be on the ballot. And I found it especially useful in elections where there are, say, judges on the ballot, and you sometimes don't get a lot of information about those candidates. So this is a great resource. So remember, vote411.org. Go there now. Take a look and see if your municipality is having an election on May 8th.
Mary Sealhurst of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, thank you for that. Also, Paige Nong has been sitting here patiently waiting. Thank you so much for joining us. You're a member of the Ann Arbor League?
Yes, I am. I joined the league after the 2016 election. I attended my first coffee hour with a local representative, and she recommended it as a way to get involved. So I did. I kind of jumped in with both feet, and it's turned out to be a really welcoming and active space where I've been able to kind of dig into what's happening locally in the community. It's been a really wonderful experience.
So you mentioned coffee, but there's also another interesting event that the league sponsors called Brews and Views. Tell us about that.
Yes, Brews and Views is an evening education and discussion series that's run by the League of Women Voters. We started it last year in June. It happens on the third Wednesday of every month at 7:30 p.m. and is a combination of education and discussion. So the first half of the session is dedicated to an expert or community organization representative who tells us about their work and shares some of their expertise with us. The second half is sort of an open question and answer discussion portion with the speaker and with each other. So we can ask questions of the speaker, we can share resources, and sometimes brainstorm together on potential action points related to the information that we've just learned. So we typically alternate between Holmes Brewery on Jackson Road and Pointless Brewery on Packard. Both venues provide just sort of a casual, fun atmosphere. We wanted this to be a place where people could bring a friend, grab a beer, and come learn some interesting information that's relevant to our community.
And these started about a year ago.
Yes, in June last year.
Do you find they're well attended?
They are. It does depend a little bit on our Michigan weather sometimes, but people have generally been really interested in the topics that we're presenting and really engaged. We have some great group discussions together.
And there's brews.
There are brews. Optional.
right. Not mandatory, but to make it a little bit more enjoyable. Mm-hmm. You got one coming up?
Yes, we do. Our next session is May 16th at 7:30 p.m. at Pointless Brewery. We're going to be talking about the ballot initiative called Promote the Vote, which I know you covered on this series. We're going to learn more about the content of the ballot initiative that's proposed. We'll learn about the context, about why it's important and what it could do for helping us exercise our right to vote in Michigan. And we'll kind of get a progress report to see sort of where that effort is at and where it's going in the future.
And that is the May session. What about June? Are you planning something for that?
Yes. On Wednesday, June 20th, we'll be at Pointless Brewery again at 7:30 p.m. And we are going to learn more about the gerrymandering ballot proposal. Voters Not Politicians is going to come and update us on that effort. Gerrymandering is really close to the League of Women Voters' heart as an organization. We've been working on it for a very long time. So again, we'll kind of get sort of an update on that and see what the future looks like between now and November when we can hopefully get it on the ballot.
Paige Nong, a member of the local League of Women Voters, the Ann Arbor area, and also Mary Sealhurst. Thanks so much for joining us and in the public interest here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.